Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Now, for those of you who might be first-time listeners, well, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, that's vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, both Dr. Podell and Arnie Gitomer are off today, but with me holding down the fort is Arnie's partner and friend, Don Goldberg. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing pretty good, Sam. Thanks for a nice introduction, and hello, everybody out there.
Okay, well, we'll start off today with a look at a study in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology. And according to this study, people taking antidepressant medications who continue to suffer from the symptoms of depression can benefit from the dietary supplement called S-adenosyl L-methionine, or as we know it, SAM-E.
Now, a depression, of course, is a mental health disorder characterized by unhappiness and hopeless feelings. The symptoms can include an unrelenting depressed mood, loss of interest in activities, body weight loss or weight gain even, insomnia or excessive sleeping, fatigue, loss of energy, feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt, and the inability to concentrate. Even thoughts of suicide are a sign of severe depression. Now, antidepressant medications are used to treat chronic and severe depression. These medications usually work by increasing the levels of certain neurotransmitters like serotonin or norepinephrine, chemical messengers that calm or excite the nervous system and improve mood. Some of these medications can cause serious and uncomfortable side effects, including sexual dysfunction. However, they are generally effective at relieving the symptoms of depression. Nonetheless, some people diagnosed with depression do not respond to these medications. Adding another type of antidepressant medication is sometimes very helpful to these people.
SAM-E is a chemical produced in the body from the amino acid methionine. SAM-E appears to raise the levels of dopamine. It's a neurotransmitter that helps to regulate moods. Most, though not all, controlled trials have found that supplementing with SAM-E can be an effective treatment for depression. And results from two studies suggest that SAM-E might speed up the response to antidepressant medications in some depressed people.
So in other words, Sam, we're talking about people who are already taking antidepressant medications.
That's right, Don. Now, 23 people with depression participated in the current study. All had been taking serotonin-enhanced enhancing antidepressants for at least 4 weeks, but were still suffering from depressive symptoms when they entered the study. The participants added 400 milligrams of SAM-E two times per day at the beginning of the study. And after 2 weeks, the amount of SAMe was increased to 800 milligrams two times per day for an additional 4 weeks. Symptoms were evaluated weekly for the first 4 weeks and at 6 weeks. Several rating scales were used to analyze depressive symptoms, and all showed significant improvement at the end of the study compared with the beginning. Sexual function scores were also improved significantly from the beginning to the end of the study. The results of the study suggest that SAMe might be helpful in people with depression who do not respond to treatment with one depressant medication.
Now, it is possible, however, that some of the participants in the study merely had a delayed response to their initial antidepressant medication. The placebo-controlled trials are therefore needed before positive recommendations can be made.
Which, of course, brings us back to the same choice we always talk about. Even though absolute, unequivocal proof may not yet be at hand, there is good reason to think that SAMe can help alleviate the symptoms of depression and improve mood. That's the upside. It's non-toxic or dangerous, so there's little downside. Even better, Don, there are other benefits associated with SAMe. It's indicated for people with liver disease, osteoarthritis, and fibromyalgia, among other problems. So here's another case where a nutritional supplement is actually recommended for use with a drug. You know about coenzyme Q10 and statin drugs. Well, now we can say the same thing about SAMe. It may actually be indicated as an adjunct to those taking tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil or imipramine, and that it improves the clinical response to the drugs.
Actually, Sam, CoQ10 may be indicated in this instance also, because some of these antidepressant drugs have been shown to interfere with enzymes that work with CoQ10 for proper heart function. So some practitioners actually recommend taking 30 to 100 milligrams of CoQ10 daily also when taking these tricyclic antidepressants. Now, for more information on this, there was a report on this particular study that Sam told you about. It was in Health Notes. You can access Health Notes via the new Wilner Chemist website. We'll talk about the website later on, but it's www.wilner.com. So number one, you can get more details on this by going to our website. Number two, well, we'll also have an excerpt within the next day or two of what we just said on our website. But also, now I hesitate to say this because we have a history of things not actually starting quite as quickly as we hope, but according to the radio station, this radio station that you're tuned into, starting Monday evening, you will be able to log on to the radio station's website, OR710.com. You'll be able to log on to that website and listen for the entire week to a streaming, a digital replay of today's program. Okay?
Terrific.
So we'll see. Supposedly, they say that'll be in effect this coming Sunday night. Okay?
Terrific. Well, you folks, if you're interested in our subject today and it sparks some curiosity, if you've got questions for us about SAMe and what it could be, what it may or can help do for you, give us a call. Let me give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710. Let me give it to you again. 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, nutrition in general, give us a call. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back after a quick word from one of our sponsors.
Now, some exciting news about a new product from Twin Lab for those of you with high cholesterol levels. The product is called Cholesterol Success. It contains a blend of naturally occurring compounds called phytosterols and phytostanols derived derived from plants that have been shown to block the absorption of cholesterol. The combination of plant sterols and stanols in cholesterol success was shown to reduce LDL cholesterol by up to 24%. If you are concerned about cholesterol levels, you owe it to yourself and your family to start taking cholesterol success by TwinLab. It begins to work after 30 days with full benefit apparent after 60 days. Over 40 years of clinical trials have demonstrated the long-term safety and effectiveness of phytosterols, the active component of TwinLab's cholesterol success. TwinLab is so confident that cholesterol success will work, they offer a full money-back guarantee.
As you know, we at Wilner Chemists always try to offer you a great deal on doctor's best nutritional supplements. Here's a new deal. Glucosamine chondroitin MSM in combination is now on sale at half price. These three nutrients, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, work together to alleviate the inflammation and pain of arthritis and other types of joint problems. You can take them separately, but why not take advantage of their synergistic action of all three together? Why not take advantage of this great pricing from Doctor's Best at half price? You can choose the 120 or the 240 capsule size at half price. Now, how can you pass up a deal like this? The glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination at the 120 or 240 capsule size from Doctor's Best, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at half price.
Hi, this is Dr. Eugene Zamperone, naturopathic physician.
And Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
As natural healthcare professionals, we rely on nature's answer for high-quality kosher, certified organic, responsibly wildcrafted herbs and nutritional supplements. Most products are also vegetarian.
Antioxidants save cells from free radical damage. Antioxidant Supreme from Nature's Answer combines green tea, pine bark, lutein, and other nutrients in one capsule. Or try lycopene, the tomato supplement.
Nature's Answer, the only answer for exceptional dietary supplements. Pioneers since 1972. Available at fine health food stores. Visit us online at www.naturesanswer.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and we're going to be taking some calls from you. The number here at the studio, once again, is 1-800-321-0710. We've got some lines open, and I know how difficult it is sometimes to get through to the show. Well, now's a great time to try. Okay, Don, what do you say we get to our first phone call? Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob? Are you with us, Bob? Okay.
Hello, like... Bob.
Hey, Bob. Looks like we lost Bob.
Okay.
Let's go on to our next callers. Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I have two questions.
All right.
Number one, I am just this weekend starting to go off Paxil after being on it a year. I was taking 10 milligrams. I've just cut down to 5, and which is practically nothing. If I were to go on SAM-E, would that do any good, even though I'm not any longer on the antidepressant?
Oh, yes. Well, SAM-E, look, you know, I'll tell you a little personal story. SAM-E is thought to have benefits for depression and for other conditions, like we mentioned, on its own. What we were pointing out was that not only that, but it also seems to be helpful for people who are taking antidepressants. That doesn't mean that you wouldn't use it by itself. I've been giving some to my youngest son, who's in college, who is having a little bit of a hard time in college. Sort of a typical, I think, of a lot of kids his age, wants to stay up late, wants to get up late, is like a zombie when he gets up, and, you know, I think he has trouble concentrating and so forth.
Right.
Well, when he came home for the holiday break, and then when his grades came, I said, you know, we've got to make some changes. Well, among the changes, I put him on two nutritional supplements in addition to his basic multivitamin. I put him on SAM-E,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I started him off at, I think it was 200 milligrams twice a day, and I just increased it to about 600 to 800 a day because I was seeing results. In addition to that, I put him on a neuro-optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. It's just one of these, you know, brain mental functioning enhancers. It has choline, acetylcholine, things of that sort. And I would never have put my son onto antidepressant medication under these circumstances. I just don't think that the risks would warrant the potential benefit. But I have no qualms at all in giving him these natural supplements in the hope that they might, you know, help him sufficiently to enable him with some changes in habits and so forth to get some improvement. And I'm telling you, over the last 3 weeks, I took him back to school yesterday. Over the last 3 weeks, it was like a new person. Now, you know, at the same time, I made him go to sleep earlier and, you know, things of that sort. But, you know, I certainly see results. My point being, these are non-toxic, natural materials. They're not going to be as strong or as potent in most cases as the drugs are. You know, we have to accept certain realities. A drug is a drug because it's stronger, and being stronger, it's more likely to have the side effects. Sam?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And, Melissa, you know, don't forget, even though this study that we talked about today looked at it's an adjunctive therapy with SAMe along with medications, there have been studies showing SAMe, its effect and benefit on people with mild to moderate depression. So there's certainly no reason why you can't try it. I think it's reasonable. It's a reasonable supplement to take for you.
Okay, and I have just one more question. A part of my new regime was to gradually go off the Paxil with the doctor's approval. Mm-hmm. And I was, I went and bought a famous nutritionist, vitamins. Yeah, it's sort of a packet that you mm-hmm. get based on an analysis that you do over the internet. And the vitamin packets came and I started to take them. I took them for 2 days and started to read what was in them. And discovered that sulfur, 5 milligrams of sulfur are in the multivitamin, and I happen to be allergic to sulfur. Now, if 2 days of taking them didn't do anything as far as a reaction,
right.
which I had when I was a small child, though my children are allergic mm-hmm. to it, my sister's allergic to it, it's familial.
I think maybe there might be a little confusion. Don, you want to elucidate on that?
Yeah, people constantly make this mistake. You're not... most likely you don't have an allergy to sulfur. Sulfur is an element that is in your body. It's something that you can't avoid getting in various natural foods and so forth, okay? What you probably were allergic to, and that may not be the proper term, is sulfur antibacterial products, okay? The terminology has gotten a little bit confusing. If you want to, check with your doctor to verify what I'm saying, but you don't have an allergy to sulfur. You have an allergy to sulfur-based medications of a certain type. Sulfa drugs,
yeah.
Perhaps sulfites that are used as mm-hmm. preservative, things of that sort. But sulfur is something that is part of you. So the sulfur that's probably in the medication or like something like MSM, these are not things that you're going to be allergic to.
Vitamin. Wouldn't 2 days of taking them already have spiked something?
If you truly had an allergy, yes, you would have already reacted.
And
by the way, Sam, let me just throw one more quick thing. Just a word of caution. There is limited information one can derive through simple blood tests and hair analysis about your needs for vitamins. You can derive good information about your needs for trace minerals, for detoxification perhaps, but be a little bit careful when it comes to supposed clinical testing that tells you which vitamins you need. Okay? Just a word of caution.
And something we should remember is that sulfur is actually quite an important component of antioxidants in foods and in supplements. They're actually quite abundant. You know, there's a strong smell in eggs and onions, garlic, all these wonderful foods. Sulfur is actually quite important as an antioxidant. So I don't think you have to worry about it, Melissa.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Okay, I think Tom has called back. I guess, yes, what your name was, Tom.
Up before.
Okay, you're not Bob, you're Tom.
Yeah, hi there.
All right.
Sam, have you ever heard of Cernitin? It's supposed to be for BPH.
Absolutely.
I read quite an encomium on it the other day. And is it in any of the formulae you put out?
Cernitin, I think, is what you're talking about, the Swedish flower pollen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And there have been studies showing that it has a benefit on BPH, or benign prosthetic hypertrophy.
Yeah.
And it is included in one formula that I know, a prostate formula by Natrol has included it with saw palmetto and I think pygium or beta-cytosterol. Uh-huh. And it looks like a nice formula. It's a very good, from a great company, Natrol, so you may want to give it a try. I don't remember the name of it, so if you want to call the exact name, but I think it's one of the only prostate formulas that Natrol makes, and it does have the Swedish flower pollen in it.
Are you open tomorrow?
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I'll call the store tomorrow.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Well, all right, well, let's see if we can quickly get Evelyn in. Before the break. Evelyn, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
I only just came in as you were talking about Sammy. I have a daughter-in-law who has been diagnosed after seeing a psychiatrist as having anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a tough break. The job she had and loved, there were some people there, I guess, that didn't want her there, and they kind of made it miserable. She left, mm-hmm. had to leave. So I think this kind of started it. Now she went to a psychiatrist who only prescribed Valium. He said she wasn't suffering from depression by her symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Is Sammy appropriate for her to try?
Well, obviously, you know that it may be. There are many things that might be helpful in this situation. Maybe even psychotherapy. I mean, obviously, this is a problem that needs to be addressed. And you know what? I think we're going to have to take a break here, concluding a quick check of the traffic, and we'll be right back with your phone call, Evelyn. Okay.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. Biosil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of Biosil on bone loss in aged, overectomized rats. The results show that Biosil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. Biosil from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. And now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De Oliveira.
Thanks, Sam. Good afternoon, everyone. In Bergen County, that fatal accident investigation has been cleared in Elmwood Park at Market Street and Midland Avenue. New Jersey Transit train service also has been restored. On the Hudson River, you've got a good ride at both ways of the Holland Tunnel and the Lincoln Tunnel, the inbound George Washington Bridge. 5 minutes on the upper deck, no problems downstairs or into New Jersey. The Rockland County-bound Tappan Zee Bridge is heavy, no problems into Westchester County. The Queensbound Throgs Neck Bridge has right lane construction until 3. No problems at the Whitestone or Triborough bridges. In the Bronx, northbound New England Thruway, watch for icy conditions at exit 8 for Pelham Parkway. Both ways of the major Deegan Expressway also have some ice at Bruckner Expressway. And in Queens, there's icy conditions reported at Grand Central Parkway and Steinway Street. This report brought to you by Compman Transmission. Compman Transmission reminds you, winter driving puts huge demands on your transmission. If your check engine light is on or your transmission just doesn't seem right, call 866-COPMAN, America's transmission specialist. I'm Diane De Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Preparing your body to fight off illness is important. and many Americans are successfully finding a more traditional approach. Chinese herbal medicine, specifically the time-tested respiratory health-enhancing properties that come from the rare Chinese fruit Lohanguo, or LHK. After studying the traditional use of LHK and investing millions of dollars in quality control, Longjiang River Health Products is proud to offer our LHK and LHK Plus herbal supplements to the American market. Used for centuries to promote respiratory health and strengthen one's respiratory system, regular use of LHK is believed to cleanse away pollutants, soothe irritation, and enhance your body's own harmony and vitality. In this cold weather season, that's important. Listen to your body with quality health products from Longjiang River. Visit LHKhealth.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold, had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial, throat, and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, everyone. I'm Sam Forbes here. Along with me is Don Goldberg. And before we get back to your phones, the phone calls and questions, I just want to tell you that we have some great new discounts now in effect at Wilner Chemists. And our new sale flyer should be arriving any day now in your mailbox, or if you haven't already received it. If you're on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, and if you're not, you should be. You can just call 1-800-633-1106, and choosing option number 3, you'll get a recording where you can give your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106 if you'd like to be on our mailing list. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, our brand new website, that is, at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's. If you don't have a copy of our 224-page Wilner Chemist's reference catalog, it's filled with health information, product data. You will get that as well.
Now, of course, as Sam said, you can pick up the sale flyer or the catalog or both at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's at 41st and Park, which is just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown where you'll find Sam Forbes, for example, holding court every day as he does. It's at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street near City Hall. What's actually on sale? Well, if I tried to read the whole list, we wouldn't have time to take any more of your phone calls. We have thousands of products on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price from 60 different supplement companies. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. And let's get right to our calls. And actually, Evelyn was holding, she was talking about her daughter who has anxiety attacks. And if I may, Don, obviously we can't evaluate someone's condition on the radio. And obviously, if there's something serious, it needs to be addressed by a professional. So, but we can tell you that there are things like Sammy that could be quite beneficial. Sammy probably would be good. Anxiety attacks can be a symptom of depression or something else. So you may want to look into that further. Other supplements that may be helpful. I mean, L-theanine is another beneficial, I think it's an amino acid derived from green tea, which has shown to be beneficial in anxiety. It helps you relax. It apparently responds to or reacts with GABA receptors, which control relaxation. So L-theanine may be something. SAMe may be helpful. What do you think, Don?
Oh, yeah, there's many, you know, possible things. Again, we can't diagnose the situation, and we can't do anything that would discourage you from having her see the doctor. It sounds like she's already been to the doctor. So, you know, the things Sam mentioned work. There's many other things. 5-hydroxytryptophan may work. You know, SAMe works by increasing levels of dopamine. 5-hydroxytryptophan may increase
right.
serotonin levels. You have inositol, which is a B vitamin that can be helpful for depression related mm-hmm. problems, and you know. Acetyl L-carnitine and tyrosine, all sorts of things. There's a good write-up on this in Health Notes. So, again, go to our website, click on the Health Notes link, and you can read about a whole collection of various supplements that might be of interest and certainly probably wouldn't hurt to try. Ideally, you should tell her doctor that you're going to try some of these things. She should know about them.
Thanks, Don, and thanks for the call, Evelyn, and good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Before you continue, you know, we mentioned our new website. While the previous caller asked about the flower pollen, Sphenolphin,
mm-hmm.
right. and I was trying to remember the name of the product that is just the Sphenolphin. I think while you were talking, I logged on to our new website. We have all sorts of ways of looking for products on there now. I did a partial word search and found the company is Graminex. I'm assuming we still
right.
have it.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, the problem with this Sphenolphin is that it's kind of come and gone. It has a history of one company brings it out, and then for some reason they change their
right.
marketing thing. But anyway, we also have the straight Sphenolphin available, but the company's name is Graminex, and you know, that's the other option.
Thanks, Don. Okay, let's talk to Sarah. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, I'm calling you about my 2-year-old daughter who is allergic to milk
mm-hmm.
and refuses to eat any soy or rice stream or things like that. And I'm trying to get her onto a calcium supplement, but I'm having a very difficult time because she doesn't like the taste of the solid.
The solid calcium supplement, like the pills, you mean?
Like, right.
Well, I don't know how a two-year-old can swallow some of these huge calcium supplements.
Well,
but
they're chewable.
That's true. We do have chewable available.
You know, we have a chewable, it's like a candy, like a caramel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I assume, I don't know,
That one is that it's dairy.
I'm sorry, what?
The caramel-flavored one is dairy, and she's allergic to milk.
There are dairy-free products available.
Is she allergic to milk, or does she have a lactose intolerance?
She's allergic to milk.
Allergic to milk, okay. I know we have at least two brands of these chewable caramel-type things. I don't remember if one or both have dairy in them or not. I just don't remember looking. One of them's from Now Foods that I know of. The other one is
Now Nutritionals.
Yeah, Now Nutritionals. Or something. No, Now what? Nutritionals or
yeah, that's
is that what it is? Okay. If you need something that you know doesn't have milk, then you may just have to buy a calcium citrate capsule or a calcium carbonate capsule, open the capsule, mix it with food.
They're also liquid, Sarah. They taste pretty good. I don't believe there's any dairy. Now, if you want to check, you can call us at either one of our stores. I'll give you the 800 number, 1-800-633-1106. And what we'll do is we'll go through our products, help and take a look at the labels and make sure that we can find you a product without dairy. But there are definitely products available. There are liquids, there are chewables from a number of different companies, as Donda pointed out. So I really don't think you'll have a problem finding one.
Yeah, you see, contrary to what you might think, calcium supplements, there's really no reason why they would inherently have any milk protein. You know, the
right.
calcium in most of the supplements are not derived from milk. So if there's any milk protein in most of the calcium supplements, it's
right.
because it's being added for some other reason.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. Okay, Sarah, thanks for the call.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Sarah.
Someone recommended
Sorry.
Water Oz calcium.
Sorry?
Did you ever hear a product called Water Oz? Water-soluble calcium?
No. Water-soluble calcium. Does that make any difference?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is there supposed to be some advantage to this?
Supposedly that it's water-soluble and that she'll retain whatever nutrients she needs from it.
No. The solubility of the calcium in the supplement is not really of any consequence, okay? All calcium, as soon as it hits the acid in your gut, even if you're starting with the most insoluble form of calcium, such as a calcium carbonate, for example, as soon as the hydrochloric acid reacts with it in the stomach, it forms a soluble, absorbable form of calcium. So I would not pay any attention to this Water Oz or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, sounds like a sales gimmick, Don.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call. All right, let's talk to Harry. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Harry?
Hi. My question's about vitamin E. It's in two major parts. I noticed that in the multivitamin formulas, you usually get only the D-alpha tocopherol. You don't get the complete tocopherols. So for the first part, the question is why. Should I give you the second part as well, or should
sure.
I wait?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Vitamin E products alone, where there are these complete tocopherols, alpha, gamma, etc., the label does not state that it contains the tocotrienols also. Are the tocotrienols there, even though the label doesn't state so?
Well, I'd probably say no. It would have to be labeled tocotrienol for there to be tocotrienols in there. For one good reason, they're a little bit pricey, and I'm pretty sure that companies are not going to just throw it in there for free.
Yeah. It's conceivable, Sam.
Very minute amounts.
Well, I mean, you're right. It's conceivable that there could be a small amount as part of the natural vitamin E complex, but not a sufficient enough quantity to warrant a claim. So therefore, if you're looking for tocotrienols, you're best advised to make sure that the product that you're taking actually makes a statement of its tocotrienol.
Right. Most of the vitamin E sources are from soy. The tocotrienols usually come from, I think, rice oil or something like that.
Rice and palm, I believe.
So it may, unless it's in a base of that, it probably doesn't have much or any. You want to get the first multivitamins only contain D-alpha?
Yeah, well, it's,
and nothing else.
You touched on it, Sam. Partly, it's a matter of pricing.
Right.
Number one, many non-health food store type vitamins, of course, will contain DL alpha. All right, which we all know is probably the furthest from useful that you're going to find. The next best thing would be the D alpha, of course. Which we now more and more realize is not nearly as good as the mixture of the isomers, the mixed tocopherols. Part of the reason that some haven't switched over to it so far is because, a lot of this emphasis on the other isomers is only recent. And there's no RDA involved. So if all the company is interested in doing is sort of, making the label look good, we contain 100% US RDA or the daily allowance, whatever, they perhaps don't feel the need for it. Also, expense is indeed a factor. Space. Depending on the nature of the multivitamin, you always have to make compromises. You can only fit so much of these things into a certain size the tablet or capsule.
Now, Darla, it's not to say that there probably aren't some companies that have incorporated a multi-tocopherol form of E in their multis. I don't know of one, but you know what?
Well,
there probably
well, the
are.
Other hard, but you see, there's one more factor that I was going to get to, Sam, and it's the form. You see, you can get a dry form of D-alpha tocopherol.
Right.
It's probably harder to get a dry form of a complete mixed tocopherol. Most of the mixed tocopherol products, as I recall, are in the soft gel capsule. So for many practical reasons, as part of your multi, you may have to make do with just a good D-alpha. If you want additional vitamin E, it sounds as if you do, especially with tocotrienols and so forth, then you're probably going to have to purchase an individual vitamin E supplement to go along with your multi.
And I think
Family E from Jarrow is a new product that I like a lot. I've started using that. Yasu has a nice mix. Many companies now have these excellent mixed tocopherol with tocotrienol vitamin E supplements.
Okay, Harry, I hope we've helped you, and thanks for the call. All right, let's see. I guess it's time for a short break. Again, the number here, if you have questions for us, is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about our topic today, or vitamins and minerals, homeopathy, herbs, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. And this is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Basketball legend Urban Magic Johnson on how he stays healthy.
I try to do all the right things. I exercise, I eat right, I get plenty of rest. But I also do something extra to guard my health. I take Natrol, my defense.
Natrol My Defense guards your health by stimulating the body's immune system. It actually increases the activity of immune cells, the cells that protect your health. Natrol My Defense contains Immune Enhancer, an all-natural ingredient clinically proven to support immune health.
Natrol My Defense is the real deal. That's why I take it every day.
Natrol My Defense is effective, safe, and can be taken every day. You want to do everything you can to stay healthy, so be good to yourself. Give your body the help it needs. Do what magic does.
Guard your health with Natrol My Defense every day. I do.
Take Natrol My Defense with the power of Immune Enhancer, because nothing's more important than staying healthy.
We were just talking about vitamin E. Well, I'm going to tell you about a new form of vitamin E. Listen up. The company that brought you Ester C has now added Ester E to their lineup. Ester E is a new patented form of vitamin E, and it's now available from American Health. Vitamin E is so important. It's a powerful antioxidant. It supports heart health and immune function. And now new research shows that regular users of vitamin E may be less likely to die from Lou Gehrig's disease. Ester E from American Health is body ready. It's a natural phosphate vitamin E complex that is easily absorbed by the body. Ester E from American Health, now available in 400 IU soft gels. You've been hearing about Ester E. We have it at Wilner Chemist, so you have no excuse not to try this new body-ready, absorbable form of natural vitamin E. Ester E soft gels from American Health, now available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course, I believe at 40% off.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arne Gitomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. And Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi collection of multivitamin supplements, and I believe they're on sale, too. Okay, let's get right back to the phones. Jean, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Jean?
Oh, hi. I'm 77. About 4 years ago, I had a hysterectomy, and I felt so terrible after it. A couple of months after that, I started taking soy isoflavin, and I just felt great. I was sleeping and everything. Now, I've been taking them ever since. This is 4 years, and I was just wondering, are they safe? Because don't they work like estrogen?
Well, they are a weak form of estrogen. It's called a phytoestrogen, and phytoestrogens are in the plant kingdom. And
yeah.
My belief, there is some controversy about this, and perhaps Don, you can key in on this. But overall, I think they're pretty safe. It does appear that regular consumption of soy, including soy isoflavones, have some pretty good benefits. Obviously, in your case, they seem to be having some good effect. They have benefit with cholesterol. They may help protect against prostate cancer. You know, they're very interesting and I think potentially useful supplement. I believe osteoporosis. They may help prevent. As a matter of fact, some pretty big studies showed that Asian women who consume high amounts of soy that contain soy isoflavonoids prevented osteoporosis. Don?
Yeah, number one, you're fortunate that you've achieved good results with it. Okay, many women wish that they could get the same response you got. The only caution about the soy isoflavones, it's sort of the typical story. You know, we came to realize that soy had this benefit. So then we moved to the soy concentrates and the soy isolates. And then we said, you know, the marketing people especially, well, we want something even stronger. Let's move on to something more and more drug-like. So we ended up with isolating the genistein and the diadazine, you know, all these various components coming, you know, in a contest to see who could have the highest potency genistein tablet. Okay, well, this is where we I think lost sight of what the goal was, and this is where there were some cautionary stories coming up. In terms of just taking the soy concentrates and the soy isolates, there's little reason for concern. And many reasons to think that it's helpful. So I think that you're fortunate in doing it. There's no reason to stop. And, you know, that's really the only caution. If you've been taking some of these genistein concentrates and so forth, don't go too far in that direction. Use the whole natural soy complex.
So you're saying like a soy protein?
A soy protein, a soy protein isolate, a soy isoflavone concentrate. There are many companies that have isoflavone concentrates. That's fine, but not something that has, I've forgotten, 100 milligrams of genistein or something like that. Okay, that's my personal feeling is I'm not convinced that there is need for these isolated genistein things. Mm-hmm. Soy isoflavone concentrate, that is what I would go for.
Okay, thanks, Gene. Let's go on to our next caller, Herman. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yes, you just spoke about a minute ago about the serotonin being helpful mentally, and I hear a lot about that. Yet, I suffer from asthma, and I read in Dr. Michael Murray's book that serotonin brings on asthma, that an asthmatic should stay away from it. What is your opinion? I want to hear Don and
sure.
So on.
All right. So on's not here, but how about Don?
Well, so on. Speaking for so on.
Go ahead.
Number one, okay, my opinion. I'm not sure if indeed that is something that you need to be concerned about. But if that is truly what Dr. Michael Murray said, then you should pay attention to it.
I mean, serotonin.
You know, serotonin is an. You know, you
it's
you
not
have
just
serotonin.
For mental. It's not just for mental. Yeah. It seems to be all over the body. Has uses all over in the organ tissue and everywhere. Go ahead, Don.
No, I was going to say, you know, I mean, all we're talking about is something that is going to increase to a small extent the naturally occurring brain neurotransmitter serotonin. that, you know, just doing that as a potential a trigger for an asthma attack, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if that's exactly what he said, or he was maybe combining that with something else.
Well, certainly there are probably, you know, with asthma, there probably are a number of other causes and problems that are associated with it, deficiencies, magnesium deficiencies, omega-3 deficiencies, all kinds of things that probably would have to be looked into before you would worry about serotonin. And the other thing is this. I mean, if you're suffering from depression or even severe depression, obviously, you know, finding a way to get yourself to feel better is very important. Although I don't know specifically about this particular situation, I'm sure feeling better and not feeling depressed is going to be a lot better, and you'll probably have less asthma attacks. And if you take sort of certain supplements and take certain precautions to alleviate asthma, I think you could probably do both. But you can also do SAMe. I mean, if you have depression and you want to use a natural approach, bring the information to your doctor and let him know you may want to pursue something like SAMe.
Depression, this is not the issue. The issue is his book, his encyclopedia book that he authored.
Right.
He states there that serotonin is harmful in asthma.
Yeah,
okay, so what do you want me to say? I don't know exactly why he says that, but I'm not going to say he's wrong.
Yeah.
So if you have asthma and you don't want to take the chance, don't take something that's going to increase serotonin content, including not only a 5-HTP, but also including chocolate and tyrosine and all kinds of things, you know. Don't think happy thoughts.
All right, Herman. Thanks for the call. Let's see if we could fit one last call in. Actually, you know what? We don't have time for any more calls, so we're just going to get right to a break, and we'll talk to or we'll listen. Let's see. What are we going to do here?
Well, give the phone number, perhaps, and then
1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes,
along with Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg. And as you know, as you can hear, Dr. Podell is off, and so is Arnie. But we're holding down the fort and talking to you. We're going to be closing the first hour, but we will have a second hour coming up where you can call us. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of My Defense, the immune support formula endorsed by Magic Johnson. And as I said, this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay in tune for the next hour, and we'll be right back after the news, and we'll take more of your calls. All right, so, Don, we'll see you in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay, Sam.
All right, we'll close out with this nice, mellow music.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I'm Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg. And, you know, we got so many people waiting to talk to us, so, Don, let's just get right back to the phones. Jane, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Jane? Hi, is Jane there?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I love your program.
Thanks a lot.
I want to ask you two questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my 80s, and I'm under a lot of stress. And I caught a cold, and I have a sore throat and sneezing and a lot of very much phlegm, and I can't sleep at night. And I know what vitamin C is good for that. I don't know what else or how much to take.
Well, I mean, you certainly can take vitamin C, but I think you need a little bit more help than that. Don, do you have any...
Well, yeah. You know, we advertise... the Umka product, Umka and the elderberry extracts are two herbs that are very helpful for colds and flu. If you have a lot of a phlegm and congestion, you can utilize something, NAC is the abbreviation or what the products are called, N-acetylcysteine,
mm-hmm.
or NAC, it's abbreviated. That can be very helpful both to help break up the phlegm and also to enhance immune system function. You know, so these are among the various things that you can be doing. You mentioned stress. I'm not sure if you think the stress is involved with the fact that you caught the cold, but if you feel that there's a problem with stress, make sure you're taking plenty of B-complex vitamins. The NAC will help with the stress to a degree, along and the vitamin C, of course.
It's a good point. Jane, do you take a multivitamin and mineral?
Yeah, I do take that.
Okay.
But the problem is I can't swallow pills, so it would either have to be capsules or chewable or something I can mix.
Okay, so you actually may want to take a look at the black elderberry product that Don was talking about. It's called Sambucol. It's a syrup. It's especially effective initially, like the beginning of a cold or flu. But the elderberry also may alleviate some bronchial symptoms and coughing. So I think, Don, that was a good choice. So you can get the elderberry or Sambucol in a syrup. And I think the Umka is also easy because that's drops.
It comes
too.
In drops. Yeah.
So Umka and Sambucol certainly are a good place to look at.
I use them both together, like you know, Sam. I mean, one of them, you know, I keep on forgetting. One of them's for colds, one of them's for flu.
Right.
For the last 2 years in the wintertime, I take them both together whenever mm-hmm. I feel something coming on. That seems to work.
And you know what? People, our customers really love this Sambucol formula, immune formula. It's a really nice combination of the black elderberry with propolis and echinacea and zinc and vitamin C. So that might really do the trick. It's the Sambucol immune formula. It's also in a syrup. And Jane, hope
if that has C in it, how much other C do I take?
You know, you could still take additional amounts of C. I mean, you could really take pretty huge amounts. It seems that if you're sick or under a lot of stress, your body seems to tolerate pretty high doses of it. I wouldn't suggest mega doses of it, but certainly 2 or even 3,000 milligrams during a flu or a cold. Wouldn't you? What do you think, Don?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I usually take between 500 to 1,000, you know, when I combine all of the supplements, my total about 500 to 1,000. Many people look at me and say, that's all you take? You know, well, you know, I don't really feel that I need too much more than that. If I have need for extra C, I have no qualms about going up to 2,000 a day, maybe more. Many people take a lot more than that, but So I think you're right on, Sam. That's an area, that's the range, the dosage
right.
range that I'm very comfortable with.
Okay, Jane. Well, I hope you feel better, and thanks for the call. Let's get right to our next caller. Lori, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Lori?
Yes, hi. I have a daughter. She's 10 years old. She's high-functioning autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some research. I've heard that B-complex. Recently, I heard somebody say something about omega-3s as far as maybe concentration or,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's pre-puberty. So I know the hormones are going to start raging, and I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
what
I mean, I agree. I think omega-3 certainly is something you may want to, you definitely want to take. It does appear to have some benefit, as particularly the DHA portion of the omega-3 from fish oil.
Okay.
B-complex may also be something else that you, that can be helpful, although not, yeah, B-complex, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, especially vitamin B6, Sam, mm-hmm. Pyridoxine. I believe from a standpoint of autism, a true autism in children, there is research that vitamin B6, which of course mm-hmm. is present in your B-complex, but you might even want to take a little bit extra B6 over and above what you get
okay.
in the B-complex, okay? So B6, as Sam said, DHA, a DHA-rich fish oil. You know, you folks might realize it, but you can now get sort of customized forms of these fish oil supplements. You know, you can get a fish oil that's higher in EPA and lower in DHA. You can get one that's higher in DHA and lower in EPA. In this particular case, you would want one of the specialty types that are stronger in the DHA. Would you agree, Sam?
I'd say that would be
yeah.
right.
I think Country Life has something like that.
Right.
And
Nordic Naturals.
Right. There are a number of companies now that make, because each one of these components of fish oil has unique properties. And, you know, sometimes you want more of one than the other. So look for a high DHA fish oil supplement.
I would also think that some of the brain nutrients may be helpful. I mean, things like phosphatidylserine, acetyl-L-carnitine, even coenzyme Q10. I have a number of customers who have autistic children. They try these products, and they seem to have some good benefit. Obviously, these nutrients like phosphatidylserine affect neuron communication, increasing the firing mechanisms between neurons, and that may have a beneficial effect as well.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I'm not quite sure. Some of these things we know are helpful for ADHD and attention deficit
right.
disorders. You know, but autism isn't necessarily the same thing. But again, there's little a downside to trying these things. Along with the B6, you can take magnesium. You can take extra vitamin C. These have all been looked at. Specifically for treating autism.
Mm-hmm.
So B6, vitamin C, DHA, magnesium, and like Sam said, some of the brain nutrients, which are mostly choline-containing components, and acetyl-L-carnitine, things of that sort.
And oftentimes when parents of autistic children bring their children to, like, say, holistic or alternative doctors, they often look into other issues like food allergies, blood sugar imbalances. These can have a pretty good effect also in stabilizing or improving the symptoms and the condition. So could give that a try, too. Thanks, Lori.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, guess we're going to have to take a quick break here for a word from our sponsors. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back right after this.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's calcium, magnesium, phosphorus with vitamin D. Vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's calcium, magnesium, phosphorus with vitamin D, vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness. Bottled in amber glass for greater protection. Tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
Are you looking for a way to strengthen your immune system over the winter? Do what many medical and nutritional experts do. Supplement with probiotics. They know that in addition to improving intestinal health, probiotic supplements are powerful immune system boosters. Pharmax, a worldwide leader in probiotic technology, has just introduced a series of clinically proven condition-specific probiotic supplements, the HLC line. The HLC high-potency capsules would be a perfect way to kickstart your immune system. All you need is one Pharmax HLC high-potency capsule a day. There's more. Another HLC product is Travel Guard, a unique combination of probiotics, essential oils, and garlic extract to help prevent traveler's tummy. And there's the innovative drinking straw with HLC probiotics coated on the inside. They're released when you sip through the straw. What a great product for the kids. Check out the entire line of Pharmax HLC probiotic supplements at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and we're talking to you. Let me give you the phone number here. It's 1-800-321-0710. Again, it's 1-800-321-0710. Don?
Yeah, Sam, before you continue with the next phone call, I want to say a couple things. First, I want to remind everybody that we have a brand new website up in effect, and also to apologize to those who ran into some problems with it last week. As I anticipated, there were a few bugs, and every now and then this didn't work or that didn't work. We had to fix something. So hopefully, you know, those of you who tried to use it and had problems last week, we appreciate your patience and appreciate all the feedback and the good comments. Those of you who haven't tried it yet, I think you'll be very, very pleased. It's very functional, easy to use, lots of information on there. We've made it easier than ever to find the products that you might want, easier than ever to make the purchase if you want to buy them online. We're still working on it. I'm uploading more and more product information, more and more reference material. So give it a try. It's Wilner.com, Wilner with two L's. And if you have any feedback, feel free to let me know. That's one thing. The other thing, this is normally the time where we let Dr. Podell tell people about him, and we thank him for helping us out with the show. And I thought it might be nice if we thank Sam Forbes for helping us out with the show. You know, we don't pay Sam extra to come and do this radio show. Sam does it because he loves this field, and I think he likes to interact with you folks. Maybe he's also trying to pad his resume. I don't know. But anyway, Sam Forbes, and my co-host today, is the manager of our downtown store. He's a nutritionist. He's a certified nutritional consultant, I believe is the proper terminology, or something like that. Whatever, as you can tell, he knows his stuff. And, we appreciate him helping us out with the radio show. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Don.
And for you folks who who want to talk to Sam, he's at the downtown store. That's at 253 Broadway. It's kind of hard to reach him down there by telephone. In fact, I discourage that because, you know, we don't really have people down there whose job it is to answer the phones like we do at the Park Avenue store. But, you know, it's certainly worth
the
trip.
I mean,
yeah, but I don't really encourage it.
I hear you.
Okay. Right. See, he wants you to call folks, but I don't want you to call. I'd rather you go down there in person and talk to him, okay? Anyway, I'll leave it up to you, but I'm not going to tell you the phone number. I have to work for it. Okay, but anyway, thank you, Sam, for helping us out
Thanks
on
lot,
the radio
Don.
Show.
And appreciate that.
Having said that, we can move on to the calls.
Well, you know, it is a labor of love. I do like what I'm doing, and it's I feel like I'm helping people out, and there's nothing more rewarding than that. Okay, speaking of Sam, we have Sam calling us. Sam, how can we help you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
And I want to thank you for taking my call. And patience is its own reward, and I've been waiting quite a while to talk to you.
There you go.
I hope you have a pencil and paper to jot down my points, as I do here, to write down whatever you're going to advise me. It's a four-part question.
Okay.
I'm a diabetic of 20 years, uncontrolled, non-compliant until my recent hospitalization, where I was really near death. I came out, thank God, and I'm doing just fine. But I had acute renal failure due to the diabetes of long standing. My first question is, a friend of mine called me very, very excited. He heard a doctor being interviewed on the radio, he doesn't remember his name or the show, that advised that if you take a half a spoon of cinnamon every day, mixed in with your tea or coffee, it will help you reduce your need for insulin. Second part, my chiropractor of long standing always recommended that I take chromium pills, would also do the same thing. Third, my wife on the internet found out something about Q-10, a supplement which will reduce the problems I had with my kidneys. And last of all, my potassium is higher than it should be, 8.6. And the doctor prescribed something called oxalate or dioxalate. Unfortunately, it's over $300 a dose, which is a little bit rich for my blood. Other than staying away from bananas, citrus, and spinach, do you have any recommendations? Those are the four parts. What can you do for me?
All right, Sam, you want me to start or you want to start?
Well, you know, where to start, I don't know. I don't know anything about coenzyme Q10 for the kidneys, but obviously it's certainly a beneficial nutrient for the energy metabolism of all tissue in the body. So there may be a role for coenzyme Q10, but I don't know of one for kidney.
Okay. And a potassium medicine?
Well, the potassium we can't really help you with. The doctor is probably not giving you medication because of the number of the test for the potassium. He's giving you potassium medication because there's some underlying problem which is causing your potassium to be high. That's a very complex thing. So we don't really have the ability over the radio to tell you what you should be doing to lower your potassium. It could be cardiovascular related. It could be adrenal gland related. There's all sorts of things.
The kidney problem also.
Yeah, you know, so that's something that is best left in the hands of your doctor. The more interesting part of your story here is the diabetes. Now, the diabetes, of course, is interrelated to all of these other things. You mentioned several different nutrients or herbs or supplements that can be helpful. And you're correct. All of them are helpful. Cinnamon, there is some new research. The oil from cinnamon is one of many nutrients that can have an effect on insulin. None of these nutrients is going to mean that you can take them in place of your medication. Let's make that very clear, okay? What you should be doing is looking at all of these various nutrients and taking all, if not most of them. You know, you said uncontrolled and so forth. You should have been controlling it, okay? There are many things you can do. The cinnamon is indeed of some value. You mentioned chromium. You should indeed definitely be taking chromium. You should be taking acetyl-L-carnitine. New research just published showing how it helps reduce the pain of diabetic of the peripheral neuropathies and so forth. Alpha lipoic acid, very important for you to take if you have diabetes. Fiber supplements to help you control the levels of the blood sugars in your meals, okay? Very, very important, and such an easy thing to do. Water soluble fibers. There's many, many things like this. A CoQ10, actually, you mentioned it for other problems, but mm-hmm. CoQ10 right. has been shown to be helpful for diabetics as well, okay? So the bottom line is there are many nutritional-related measures that you can and should be taking to help control the diabetes. And it sounds like you've been getting little bits and pieces, and that's really not the way to go for someone in your condition. You really need to come in and talk to one of us, either at a Park Avenue store, at the downtown store. Sam is there. We have pharmacists and nutritionists who can give you a broad picture of what you should be doing.
Good points, Don. Okay, Sam, good luck.
It's sort of a good news, bad news thing, right. Sam. You know, I mean, there are indeed many things that can help,
right.
but no one of these
right.
things is the magic bullet. You
and
know?
Also, if someone is insulin dependent, I believe Sam was, you know, you have to also be aware of the fact that many of the things that you recommended do lower blood sugar, so you have to make adjustments with your insulin. So that's
good
an
point.
Important thing to think
yeah, it
about.
Should be, yeah, well, like we always say, this, you know, if you do embark upon a program utilizing these supplements, it should be done with the knowledge and the guidance of your physician.
Good point. Okay, Sam, thanks for the call. Okay, we're coming to a break now, including a check of the traffic. We'll be taking your calls. Again, the number here is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes along with Don Goldberg, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What are lignans? They are a type of naturally occurring phytoestrogen found in plants, especially in flaxseed. There is a great deal of interest in lignans due to their roles in supporting cardiovascular function, prostate health, bone health, healthy cell replication, and hormone balance, particularly estrogen metabolism. The problem is finding a good source. Lignans are present in flaxseed, but not flaxseed oil, unless some is added back to the oil afterwards. Now, for the first time, a standardized, stable, and convenient source of flax lignans is available in supplement form. It's called Flax Essence from Jarrow Formulas. Each capsule contains the equivalent of 40 milligrams of lignin. The name of the product, again, is Flax Essence Capsules from Jarrow Formulas. Standardized flax lignans in capsule form. Order yours today. Jarrow's Flax Essence from Wilner Chemists. The entire Jarrow line is available from Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. And now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De Oliveira.
Thanks, Sam. Good afternoon, everyone. The Staten Island-bound Gothels Bridge, we have a right-lane stall being cleared mid-span. No problems getting into New Jersey. The inbound Brooklyn Bridge is heavy. In Brooklyn on the westbound belt, we have a left-lane crash after Coney Island Avenue. In Queens, eastbound Grand Central Parkway is bumper-to-bumper from Jewel Avenue to Jackie Robinson Parkway just from volume. No problems heading westbound. The Queens-bound Throgs Neck Bridge, that right-lane construction has been cleared. No problems at the Whitestone or Triborough Bridges. You've got a good ride crossing the Hudson River at both ways of the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln and Holland tunnels, less than 5-minute delays. In Passaic County, northbound Route 21, we have an accident on the exit ramp for Route 3 in Clifton. This report brought to you by Compman Transmission. Compman Transmission reminds you, winter driving puts huge demands on your transmission. If your check engine light is on or your transmission just doesn't seem right, call 866-COPMAN, America's transmission specialist. I'm Diane De Oliveira for WOR Traffic.
Weight loss supplements and programs come and go, but one approach has outlasted them all, and it's recently been improved upon. It's by natural factors, and it's called Slim Styles. You heard Dr. Michael Murray talk about it. Slim Styles combines a nutritious, protein-rich meal replacement drink with a unique new fiber blend they call PGX. This
PGX fiber is amazing. It absorbs water and swells up in your stomach. You will no longer feel hungry, and the protein-rich drink tastes great. You can even make it into a pudding. Use it in place of one or two meals a day. It's also great for those who have any type of problems with carbohydrate metabolism. I love this stuff. I make it up in the blender, put it in the refrigerator, and eat it little by little for the rest of the afternoon. My wife uses it as well, and she loves it. What's even better is that it's good for you. That PGX fiber helps with bowel function and helps to control cholesterol levels. There's even a Slim Styles Appetite Control Fiber Blend that has no protein. You can use it in between or before regular meals to curb your appetite and limit the amount of food you can eat. Slim Styles, by natural factors and all sorts of great flavors, the healthy and effective way to lose weight. Now available at Wilner Chemists at 20% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, we're back, and now before we get back to the phones, it's time for A Minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. Lycopene, the health-promoting red pigment found in tomato products, is now well known for its protection against many forms of cancer as well as heart disease. Recent studies indicate that it has therapeutic aspects as well. In a study of patients with existing prostate cancer, lycopene supplementation at a dosage of 15 milligrams per day was shown to slow tumor growth, shrink the tumor, and lower the level of PSA, or prostate-specific antigen, by 18%. In another study in more advanced prostate cancer patients, researchers concluded that lycopene supplementation at a dosage of only 4 milligrams per day was able to shrink the primary tumor as well as secondary tumors and, most importantly, increase survival rate. The message is clear. If you are worried about prostate cancer or have it, get on lycopene.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of WellBedX, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. Okay, now before we get back to the phones, I just want to remind you that we have some great new discounts now in effect at Wilner Chemists. It's our giant winter sale. Our new sale flyer should be arriving any day now in your mailbox if you're on our Wilner Chemists mailing list, if you haven't received it already. If you're not, well, you should be. It's easy. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It's a recording. You just record your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website. Just go to www.wilnerwith2ls.com. It's our brand new website. I think you'll really like it. And if you don't have a copy of our 224-page Wilner Chemist reference catalog, it's filled with health information, product data, you will get that as well.
Of course, you can also pick up either one of those things, the reference catalog or the big sale flyer, at our stores. We have two stores in Manhattan. One is in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, right on the corner. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And, of course, we have our downtown store right on Broadway, 253 Broadway, to be exact, near the corner of Murray Street, right near City Hall. What's actually on sale right now? Well, If I tried to read the full list, you wouldn't have time to take the rest of your phone calls. There's thousands of products on sale, and I mean thousands, at discounts up to 50% off list price from 60 different supplement companies. Wow, what a deal. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. Let's get right back to the phones, and we're talking to Evelyn. How are you doing today, Evelyn?
Your program is great.
Thank you.
My brother-in-law has been in terrible pain with
mm-hmm.
sciatica.
Okay.
His doctor sent him to a chiropractor whom he sees 3 times a week.
Mm.
Are there any supplements that could help him? I was thinking of vitamin B6.
I think you can do a lot better than that. Right now there's all kinds of anti-inflammatory herbs and supplements that could be probably of pretty good assistance was this your husband, I'm sorry?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother, I'm sorry. Okay, and, you know, just to name a few things like turmeric, Bromelain. There are things called proteolytic enzymes, which bromelain is one. There are herbs like feverfew and ginger, and there's actually some very nice combinations of all these nutrients and herbs. One that comes to mind is it's called Inflammarest. It's from Source Naturals, which happens to be one of the companies of many companies that's on sale right now, so it's a good time to buy it. Inflammarest. There's also things like things that you can actually rub on your back. I like the Traumeal ointment. It contains a number of remedies and homeopathic medicines that help with alleviate pain, inflammation, and swelling. So, I mean, Don, do you have any suggestions?
No, I would just, I think you pretty much covered it, Sam. I would add a couple more possibilities. Mm-hmm. Even our product joint formula.
Right.
You know, joint formula would work great for that. Any, you know, basically any product that, as Sam mentioned, has those nutrients that will reduce the inflammation and the pain, maybe to some degree stimulate the healing and then the regrowth of that tissue. So something like joint formula would work. Another of the straight the inflammation reducing type product, the COX 2 inhibitor product, would be a Jarrow formula,
right.
I believe, what, COX 2 Tame or something,
right.
Sam? Yeah,
that's
COX
right.
2 Tame. Anything along those lines would be helpful. And I think the bromelain. I think Doctor's Best is on sale at between 35 to 50% off, and,
right.
And don't they have a bromelain?
Quercetin
bromelain. That would probably be good. Also, you have the trypsin chymotrypsin products, wobenzyme, and is it Natural Factors that has a Zyflamend?
Zymactive or something?
Yeah, Zymactive. I get these names mixed up.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, Zyflamend also, but.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Zymactive. Anyway, you know, all of those products, any one of them would be of some help.
You know, one of the reasons why I like working at Wilner's is we also carry some of the more unusual and professional lines that you can't get anywhere else. And one of the companies, I mentioned one of their products, the BHI Heal product, Traumeal Ointment. It's a very unusual product, but it's quite excellent. They also, the same company, BHI, makes something called BAC, and it's actually a homeopathic formula for sciatica. It contains a particular medicine, a homeopathic medicine for sciatica. It eludes me what the name of it. I think it's Nephilium. I think that's the name of it. It's one of the components of this particular formula called BACK, and it's actually for sciatica pain. Okay, Evelyn?
Thank you. Now, he takes 5 heart medications. Would that interfere with the supplement?
Well,
I wouldn't think so, but again, the best thing would be to tell the doctor what you're going to be doing.
Right.
Okay. You know, it's hard, you know, whenever you have somebody that's taking a lot of medications, it's really not wise to start adding a lot of things on your own, you know, and doctors, I'll tell you something, there's article after article now in the medical journals urging doctors to talk more to their patients, make sure that the patients know that the doctor wants you to tell them what alternative medications you're taking, you know, all the things that you're doing. Doctors have been chastised by their own, you know, their own groups now for not finding out things like this. So the doctor should want to know everything else that you're doing and should be supportive of it. It's not, even if he doesn't know what some of these things are, it's not that difficult to find out these days.
Thanks, Evelyn. Okay, let's get right to our next caller. Molly, you're live on the Wilner Window. How are you today? Molly?
Oh, hello.
Hi there, you're next.
Yes, thank you so much. I am a diabetic type mm-hmm. 2. I take Actos 30 milligrams once a day. And other medications for high blood pressure, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I was recommended to take Nopal, which is a herb of some kind, a supplement
Nopal.
That might help the pancreas.
Nopal.
N-O-P-A-L.
We'd have to look that one up for you, Molly.
You know, like we said, Molly, you know, we're not familiar with that particular product, but like we said, there are probably hundreds and hundreds of products on the market now that contain one or more of the nutrients that we ran down a list of about 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, at best, I'm assuming that this is a mixture of some of those products. We just got done running a short plug for Natural Factors, who has a whole line of products called WellBetex, designed for people with diabetes.
Okay.
It's a whole line of products, very, very comprehensive and beneficial line of products. I think TwinLab also has a line of products, supplements, designed for diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five different products. You look at it. You decide which ones fit with what you need, and you know you're going to get all of these things that we've talked about in one or more of those products.
So,
if I called one of your stores, then sure. You could recommend things to me.
Sure,
absolutely.
To help me.
You know, I was going to say something, Don. While you're talking, you know, when you're dealing with diabetes, you realize that there's so many different levels and areas where there could be potential problems. So the use of supplements go way further than just stabilizing the blood sugar. There are complications. There's the neuropathy that you mentioned previously. There are nutrients and herbs and things that can help with those problems. There's the blood pressure and the cholesterol. There are things that help address those. So it's really a wide range of approaches that need to be addressed when dealing with diabetes. So the potential for numerous different products is high. I mean, it's not simple. You may want to take a look at the WellBetX family of products because it does kind of put it all together. But like I say, you know, you need to address a number of different. I mean, the retinopathy, your eyes.
Well, what Sam is pointing out, folks, is that, you know, what I just mentioned were things to help control blood sugar.
Right.
Well, controlling blood sugar is only part of the problem that most diabetics face.
That's exactly
and what
my
Sam
point.
Is saying is yep. that not only do we have many, many nutrients that can help control blood sugar, but we have nutrients and herbs that can actually help control some of the side effects of diabetes and the other products that are related to it. Let me give you a couple minutes before the break, because it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that. There were a couple studies that I kind of made a mental note about.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I'm not quite sure what to make of this study. It was a study on hikers from the Alps, people that hike up in the Alps all the time. And what they concluded was that hiking up the Alps and hiking down the Alps have different effects on the body. When you're hiking uphill, it clears fats from the blood faster. Hiking downhill lowers blood sugar more. So they say the bottom line is both forms of this exercise are good for you, hiking up the hill and hiking downhill. But hiking downhill may be better for people with diabetes.
Okay.
Now, I'm not quite sure how to practically apply this type of guidance, but I thought that was kind of interesting. The other thing, real quickly, Sam, that I alluded to earlier was that new research on acetyl-L-carnitine.
Right.
You know, we don't normally mention acetyl-L-carnitine when we're talking about, you know, alpha lipoic acid, for example, and helping to counter the effects of the various neuropathies and so forth. But they looked at a couple of studies and found that they missed some valuable information. They were doing nerve conduction measurements and
mm-hmm.
things on diabetics with neuropathies, and they didn't see the benefit from acetyl-L-carnitine. But then they went back and they looked at the pain as
right.
a measure, and they found a very significant improvement in pain on those diabetics who were taking the acetyl-L-carnitine. So this supports what you were pointing out, Sam. There are, you know, certain health problems that we really can't, you know, give you great information on, you know. But there are other conditions like diabetes where dietary and supplement-type measures can play a very, very profound role.
I would like to also include that in that list of supplements. I'm seeing very good results with something called Maitake SX fraction. It's sort of like takes care of a number of different issues in one product. What we're finding is it does lower blood sugar. It also seems to control blood pressure. And it also seems to regulate blood fat, particularly triglycerides. So this may, if now that's something common with diabetics. As a matter of fact, that's Syndrome X situation where you've got blood pressure, you've got high triglycerides, and slightly high blood sugar. So something like maitake SX fraction may also be beneficial.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Sam. You know, maitake, I've always been so impressed with its effect on the immune system, some of the other fractions, mm-hmm. that when this research came out with this particular, this SX fraction, mm-hmm. I sort of never have really given it its full due. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, Don. Thank you, Molly, and good luck. Okay, we're going to take a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. Number again, 1-800-321-0710. Feel free to give us a call. This is Arnie Guitar. This is Arnie Guitar. Who am
Uh-oh.
I? This is Sam Forbes.
I think it's a bit of the fatigue coming in
Perhaps.
Here. It's been an hour and 45 minutes, Sam. All right, this is Don Goldberg. Yes, okay.
And we'll be back right after this.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolide, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Hi, I am your conscience. Remember me? I flared up that time you stole the quarter from your brother, or the time you told your mom you were at the library. Yeah. But hey, I'm here today to remind you to resolve to rejuvenate this year with Whole Body Cleanse and Fiber Fusion from Enzymatic Therapy. Whole Body Cleanse is powerful yet gentle, a wonderful rejuvenation system for thorough cleansing in one easy-to-use kit. Naturally restores your body's balance in just 14 days. Fiber Fusion is a great daily cleanse to keep your digestive system running smoothly. A powder drink mixed in unflavored and very tasty Incrediberry. So take it from me, your conscience. Get Whole Body Cleanse and Fiber Fusion from Enzymatic Therapy. Available at Wilner Chemists. Don't forget now, or I'll have to bring up the time you... well, you know.
Enzymatic Therapy. What better feels like.
In a special cooperative effort with Russian researchers, Allergy Research Group has brought a special immune-enhancing product to the United States. It's called Delta Immune, and it consists of specially prepared cell wall fragments from a strain of Lactobacillus rhamnosus. It does not contain live bacteria like other probiotic supplements. Instead, the Delta Immune Lactobacillus is cultured and then the cell walls are broken apart, freeing the immune active proteins that are usually sequestered inside the cells. This results in a much more powerful immune system stimulating function. Clinical testing in St. Petersburg, Russia confirmed its immune boosting power. Now, after 25 years of successful use in Russia, Delta Immune is available in the United States. Delta Immune from Allergy Research Group, now available from Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and we're going to get right back to the phones. Tom, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Hi there, Tom.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been waiting a long time.
I'm sort of desperate.
Okay.
I have terrible anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and it's been getting worse for years. I take a lot of Xanax, and I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm depressed because I have a sister that has been living with me since my parents died 20 years. She's schizophrenic.
It sounds difficult.
And I had mm-hmm. to put her in a nursing facility a year and a half ago. And yeah. I don't know what to take. And I don't know what to do. I go to a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but none of the pills for depression help me.
Well, as much as I wish we could help you, Tom, I don't think any of the supplements that we recommend are going to work when stronger medications have already been tried and not worked. I think you have to, in this case, continue to follow through with your medical professionals. You know, there's no way that we can tell you that taking some inositol or taking some kava is going to solve your problem. This is, you know, you have a problem that really requires a professional help and something stronger than a natural remedy. So I'm afraid the best advice we can give you is just to keep on working with your doctors and, you know, tell them that what they've been giving you hasn't been working, and they should be willing to experiment with some other approaches.
Don, what about the adjunctive approach with Sammy with the
Well, that's certainly worth trying, Sam. That's mm-hmm. a good point, but still, it's at a certain point you don't want somebody to start to abandon the medical side of it, okay? Not when you have anxiety or depression. You got to talk to your physician about what we mentioned early in the program, the fact that certain nutrients can enhance the activity of some of the drugs, okay? SAME is one that we talked about early in this show, and even CoQ10.
You could start with like 400 milligrams of SAME twice a day, and you can go up to 800 twice a day if you have to. Also, it sounds like you just need a lot of support, so you may want to get his family members involved in helping you with your sister and, maybe even join a support group just to give you some so that you don't feel so lonely or alone in your situation, Tom. And listen, the best of luck to you. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Victor, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
How are you, Sam? Don?
Good.
How are you? Thank you very, very much. Yes, I got a question for you. I'm similar to Tom, actually,
mm-hmm.
the caller that just called. And basically, I suffer from panic attacks and anxiety.
Okay.
And I take an antidepressant mm-hmm. drug, and I take one of those benzodiazepines.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I was wondering, reading the book that you have out, you have a supplement that is called the Brain Complex.
Right.
And I was wondering, could you take that at the same time that you take these other drugs? In other words, would there be any type of problem, basically?
Don, the Brain Complex, that has the kava in it along with the phosphatidyl?
Well, yeah, it's, let me make sure that everybody understands. It's
right.
Brain Complex, CALMPLEX, okay? Which being the case, we also have a product called Brain a function, I believe, that
mm-hmm.
you would not want to be taking. But the Brain Complex, in your case, might be something that you could look at. You could look at that. And as we mentioned a moment ago, SAMe. Again, in my, I'm obligated to say that if you try these things, you should make sure that your doctor knows about it. Okay.
So you may want to take a look at adding SAMe to your program, and it sounds like Brain Complex might be okay for you. Okay, Victor?
Right. So basically, I wouldn't have any type of problem. In other words, where the antidepressants going in one way and the Brain Complex is going in another way, right?
Well,
that's what I'm really trying to say.
Both orally, though, right? But go ahead, Don.
Right, but that's what I'm really trying to say.
Well, we can't give you a definitive answer on that.
Right, I see.
You're taking a number of different powerful medications,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not within our realm of expertise to give you the green light or the red light. I can point you in the right direction, and I'm doing that by saying I would think it would be something that your doctor might tell you you could do. Okay?
Right.
And might be helpful. But I can't take the responsibility mm-hmm. of telling you that it's going to be okay. You have to talk right. it over with your doctor.
I understand. Okay, sir. Listen, okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, wish you the best of luck.
You know, Don, you know, we haven't mentioned also the role of omega-3s in some of these disorders. And, you know, the fish oils with the EPA, DHA may also play a role in normalizing or at least adjunctively in helping some of these situations. Omega-3s are pretty important, and they do regulate and play a very important role in brain function. So you may want to also incorporate that, and there's probably no downside to using it.
No, and again, you know, we mentioned the role EPA and DHA in particular. You know, these are powerful prostaglandin precursor materials. And look, you know, something like fish oil, Sam, it does so many good things that it's hard to find
right.
any reason for not using it as a supplement for everybody.
As a matter of fact, there are some studies showing that omega-3s do help with depression. Whether you're taking medication or not, I don't know, but probably okay with or without medication.
Well, you know, but in many of these calls today, the anxiety factor mm-hmm. has been a major part
right.
of what they're talking about. And anxiety and depression, you know, not always respond the same
right.
way to some of these supplements. Unfortunately, kava, one of the best things for anxiety,
right.
is under a cloud right now.
Okay, Don, thanks. Okay, we're going to take a quick hear a quick message right now.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
Well, I guess that's it for tonight, for today. Let's hear that nice rolling crescendo of music. Thanks, everybody, for calling in today. We're sorry you can't get to all your phone calls, but we're going to be here next week. We are winding things down now, and we've enjoyed spending this time with you, and hope you've enjoyed it as well. And you're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Stores in Midtown. We're at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank you for joining us, and I hope you'll be with us next week. Same time, same station. See you.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement pro.